The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Speaker's Corner says, eat it raw. Oh, yeah, I'm working on this dry aging of a beautiful piece of strip loin. It's big like this. Like, there's 8 thick steaks in that piece only. And I'm dry aging it. I knew I bought it. It was $75 Canadian, so about $60 US. A very good price for a quality piece of meat, and it was full. So I thought, okay, I'm buying it. And then I saw it on my table, and I was like, wow, this is a great opportunity for dry aging. Blanket says, I'm wondering, JF, when you do Odyssey memberships, will you do a $5 tier? I'm thinking of doing joining the channel. Well, I don't know. I'll have to see what the options are then. But I think the priority will be to make the super chats possible under the BSC system, wallets and crypto and USDT. And then we'll see about the memberships. Because you already have an option of membership either at my X account, at the Patreon, at the Subscribestar. There are $5 options. Now, I will certainly consider whatever options show up, but that will be on February 2nd, and I don't even know if the Odyssey memberships will be available then. Speaker's Corner says, I think Odyssey is going to die. Rumble partnering with Tether is massive. Maybe Odyssey will die. I don't have any insight into the team, but they survived the bankruptcy, so credit to them. They somehow found a way to rebuy themselves and go on. So as long as it delivers a good service, I don't see myself switching to Rumble yet. But it would have to be the case that it's impossible to go through Odyssey, or that it's somehow affecting my growth. Thank you so much to Jan, who has sent a $100 super chat. I'll get to it. Blankets was saying, I saw a lip reader that said that Baron Trump said it's on to Biden. Makes sense. Oh yeah, that makes sense as an interpretation, because clearly there weren't many words. So it's on totally makes sense. But what is on? The Baron Trump career against the Democrats? Will we have a Baron Trump running against AI Biden in the future? I don't know. Maybe. Jan, thank you so much. Man, this show is rolling so much on the generous donations across the years of Jan, who has always been there to make sure that this show was surviving, even in the roughest times. And today I'm thriving thanks to Jan in large part. And thanks to all of you who are donating too. He says, having a lot of children almost necessitates space to let them roam. This isn't possible in cities, and it currently gives parents low status because they aren't living fancy city lives. Cities must die for humans to live, it seems. But how do you deurbanize? Maybe Mao was right all along. Well, I don't know what Mao said about all this, but certainly we are stuck in a very anti-natalist and successful psyop. The psyop of every aspect of modern life is seemingly built around the assumption that you won't make any more than 2 babies. There was a there was a study that showed that just the fact that cars have generally two places for children in the back and the third place is not sure, and can you really fit a baby seat there? Sometimes not. Just this fact is what leads to females to say, oh, I just want two babies. Because it's what society has prepared for you. And just the fact that apartments are very hard to rent, and if you rent a big apartment, it's going to come at huge cost in the city. That's what limits people to making less babies. So we are basically getting told by a system, that's how many children you will have, and you will have less than two. That sucks. And it's not reality. The reality is my house right here, we bought this for super cheap. It can host a large families. We can keep having more babies. It's all available, but you have to be willing to deprive yourself of city life. And the hyper-socialized females of modern days, they can't. Because they're attached to their social network, they're attached to their employers that pay them ridiculous amounts that only allow them to survive, not thrive, not accumulate assets. And so we have a whole skewed decision-making system around cities. And yes, cities is where families go to die because there's just no way to make it work unless you have massive amounts of money. And the city is designed to drain you of your wealth, really. It makes no sense to live there unless you have millions accumulated already. So that's really sad. It's a sad aspect of cities that they are really drainers of energy. but yeah, Jan, last time you super chatted, I think you mentioned building a new family, which is surprising because you had a big family, but sometimes I guess the family leaves you, the woman leaves you. So I hope that it's going well in your new project. And myself, it's going extremely well, extremely productive. I know that both of us, you and I, Jan, are in our post-exponential reproductive career. More than two babies, more than four babies. It's getting exciting now. Speaker's Corner says, JF, please give us some detail about the dental work you had done. Oh, well, always basic dental work, but sometimes it's a lot because I go to the dentist every 10 years and I sit on the chair and I'm like, I don't want any of your scans. I don't want any of your 6-month subscription cleaning or whatever. I want you to open my mouth. You'll see all of the cavities. I know you're good. Just repair them. That's what I did to my dentist last time. I'm like, and I was short against the clock because I knew he was finishing at 5 p.m. And it was like 4:40 or something. I was like, just repair as many cavities as you can see. Just repair them all. And basically, yes, that's all the dental work I get done, which is, polishing, filling with a white filler, and that's it. I have one crown. I was actually hesitating about getting that crown, but that's when I was a young adult. I didn't have much money, and my mom was with me at the dentist, and the dentist was like, it's going to be $2,300 or something like this, Canadian dollars. So I was like, we could just pull the teeth. It's in the back here. No one will ever see it. But my mom was like, no, I'll give you a loan, JF. I want you to get this this crown. So I ended up with a crown because my mom couldn't handle the idea of my teeth not being complete at 21 year old or whatever. I was young. I was studying at the university. I was like, I'm not spending $2,000 on this. And she said, no, do it. Worst case scenario, I'll pay for it. Okay, so that's the only crown I got. The rest is just repairs. But if you spend a lot of time without the dentist, these cavities, they take over the teeth, and so it's big repairs. And typically the dentist will tell me, you know, JF, those are extreme cavities. You've been injuring them for 10 years. You know, there's a risk that if I do the repair without doing the crown, that you will suffer. And I'm like, I'm taking the risk. Make me suffer. And never has it been the case that any of the repairs I took have caused harm on the next day or caused immense pain or whatever. I was always able to injure. But sometimes, you know, the cavities are so deep that they get close to the nerve and the dentist starts saying, well, normally you would get a canal treatment, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, just take the risk. Try to do it. Try to do your best dentist work. And I push dentists like this to just take the risk and do the best work you can. I don't care if I suffer. I will come back to see you and we'll get a crown if I suffer. But I never suffered. Saturn Shine says, no wax floss is the best to remove soft plaque. Okay. Speaker's Corner says, I wish I looked after my teeth more in my 20s and 30s. Okay, okay. Why are we talking about dental stuff all of a sudden? Rodilacid says, when you have to do a canal and crown, you could go to Thailand to get dental work for the same price you can pay for the plane ticket, 10 days vacation on the beach there, and get expert dental work done there. Okay. All right. I didn't know this. By the way, talking about going to Asia, Shrink Mermaid is currently inseminating a woman, an Asian woman in the country that he got into. Wow. That is amazing. Shrink Mermaid has been working for so many years for this to happen. He is now in the insemination moment. Gray says, I worked with NA dentist for years. You would be horrified if you knew how unprofessional most are. Lack of cleaning or knowledge. Okay, okay. Everyone has opinions on dentistry tonight. A quarter pillar, I didn't even know that existed as a biologist. A quarter pillar that transforms into a snake-like mimic when it's scared or when it wants to scare things that are threatening. Let's have a look.
I finally found a caterpillar that I've been wanting to meet for a long time. This is the best caterpillar in the world. Kind of looks like a dead stick. Until you annoy him.
Look at this. Imitating the face of a snake to scare predators. That is very advanced mimicry. Stephen Robinson says, Shrink Mamel should let the chat choose the name of his first baby. Whoever pays the biggest super chats gets to choose the name of the baby of Shrink Mamel. All right, so that's the state of my strip loin after 24 hours, 25 hours of drying. Already we can see a loss of volume has occurred. We can see that the fat has lost some volume, lost some water. I would say that the hardest part at this point is this part. It has become totally rock solid. And that's because in the paper towel that I was wrapping it in, I had a little hole here. So I would say that this side has been drying a little quicker than the rest of the strip loin. So we have the fibers that are starting to come out a little more dry. We can see their dryness and the lines that they form. When I started with this strip loin at the beginning, that's what it looked like. So it was a very juicy strip loin, and now we have a much more, here you can see a lot of the volume that occupied by the fat. This has all dried and it became kind of more solid. The fat becomes solid pretty quick when drying. So we already have a huge gain of texture, and I'm sure it would be a better steak already. If I was to eat it already, I'm sure it would be a better steak because it's much more concentrated. You can see it's less wet. And in a way, we've been eating wet meat forever. And it makes sense that dry meat is better. It's more concentrated. There's also, in the next 30 days, there will be time for this meat to process itself, for enzymes to digest, for the meat to detach kind of in a pulled way. In the same way when you do cooking, but at a slower rate. So yes, it's a cold dry. Right now, I'm wrapping this piece of meat in a paper towel, fresh paper towel every day, because I don't have the special bags. I know the bags would be good to have, but I don't have them. And I can't just go to a store in Canada and find those bags. I would have to order them from the internet. We can see the little grains of fat that are starting to crystallize. Some people have criticized that I was just drying it for at the beginning, I was drying it in the air of the fridge. Now, some people have said that would go too fast, so now I wrap it in a paper towel, and I would say it's now losing water just at the right speed, just not too fast so that you don't get a crust outside too quick. When I press it, it's still very humid at the middle because you have to give it a massage. So every time I replace the paper towel, I give it a massage so that the juices inside the steak, they can spread and basically reach the border. Because one of the big dangers of drying is drying on the outside too quick, imprisoning the rest of the water at the middle, and then you get rotten meat at the heart of it. So for this, you need the juice from inside the steak to really go out and to really travel from the middle to the sides. Some people have also... yes, Rodi Lissid says, tax-deductible steak, JF. Yes, every time I buy a big piece of steak, of course I show it on screen so that I can deduce it as an expense for my company, of course. Of course. But that's actually tax deductible because I have transformed this experiment into a many weeks experiment that we will have with our ex subscribers. So going from today, I will not update the public anymore about the state of this dry age strip line. If you want the update, it will be every 24 hours around maybe noon Eastern time. I will take a picture of the steak and I will publish it exclusively for my ex-subscribers. So that's one more reason to go get my unique content on X. What else is there to say? Oh yes, I did sponge a little bit. I took a paper towel, I wetted it a little bit with white wine vinegar and a lot of salt. And I just stamped this paper towel all around so that all around the steak there would be a form of sterilization that has occurred. So salt and pure white wine vinegar. Thankfully, it hasn't darkened the meat. The meat has kept its red aspect. If I had dipped it in this solution, I'm afraid we would have lost the redness because I've dipped steak in vinegar and salt before, and one of the first reactions you see is that you lose all of the redness of the meat. But because I was careful with the quantity, I think the steak remained unaffected. You can see some beautiful things. You can see some of the fat becoming green, grayish. That's interesting. We'll be following this happening. And in general, I'm just satisfied by the looks of it and the feel of it. I would say that when I touch it and when I feel the softness inside at the heart, I would say that only 1 centimeter outside the meat has really lost humidity. The middle is still very humid, and so the challenge in the coming days will be to get that humidity to exit the center, and this will be through massage and paper towels and maintaining the outside kind of humid. because if it dries too quick, it will be trapped inside. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, in Jackson's E&M textbook, The Gold Standard, at the end of it, he derives the classical radiative reaction force, the force a charged particle exerts on itself due to the electromagnetic radiation it emits while accelerating, and shows that the form of the equation resembles inertia. Really? That's interesting. Is that... he says, however, it's not usually covered in classes as it is at the entrance of the book. Well, is that something that Mike McCullough is aware of, or are you suggesting that Mike McCullough should pay attention to this? Because that's very interesting to me. I would like to know more about this. If you can send references and the explanation. Is that something that you're telling me Mike McCullough inspired himself by or is not aware of and should be aware of? Very interesting. Blanket says, have you ever been to a barbecue, JF? Have I ever walked toward a barbecue? Yes. Have I ever been to a barbecue? Well, I guess to an extent with my parents going to family places. But me as an adult choosing to go to a social event that would be referred to as a barbecue, probably not. Probably brought there by some exes to barbecues of their family. But I'm not the kind of man who goes to a barbecue. Gray says, what is the end result you're going for? I'm ignorant. Let me tell you what's the end result I'm going for. 120 days aged ribeye. Dun, 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 dun. The end result I'm going for is something maybe like this, but probably more moldy because that's pretty clean. Imagine this, but there's mold around it and there's mosquitoes flying around it. And because this is very clean, you can see that the contour is almost like it was roasted or something. Now, okay, that's nice. But that's what I'm going for in general. I'm going for hyper-concentrated meat. 120-day dry age style. Rodilacid says, oh, 120 days is very mature. I don't know if I'll get there successfully, but that's basically what I'm looking for. I remember buying a 120-day ribeye on Prince Edward Island at a specialist butcher. And that was the best steak I've ever eaten, probably. Speaker's Corner says, it's going to be putrid too long. Well, I'm looking for extremes here. We'll see if I have the skill. You seem to claim that I can't get there. Maybe I can't. I will judge where the experiment is headed. And I don't have a fixed ID, but if you give me superpowers, I would like to do something like this. If you give me the power of succeeding on the first attempt. Ariel Suarez says, please let us know how the meat turns out, Jeff. Only if you are an ex-subscriber, you will get the updates. Ex-subscribers get an update every day on the state of my meat. Ariel Suarez says, is it some sort of preservation method that you're trying to develop? In a way, it is preserving because time is involved, but it's not a piece of meat that you can just leave on the counter and it will be preserved. It's not dried meat. It's not jerky. So dry aging is not thought of as necessarily a preservation method, other than the fact that you will spend 60 days with the meat. So in effect, it preserves it for 60 days, but it started off more as an alternative to wet aging. Because in the commerce, in the commercial life that we live, wet aging has become a standard. That is what every company does, and that's because dry aging requires supervision and lots of time in the fridges, and so only specialist butchers will do this. But the fact is that dry aging is probably a representation of what meat eating has been for the last 100,000 years, much more than wet aging. Wet aging probably didn't appear until refrigerators happened. Meat that was drying at the air and that was becoming crusty and crystallized is probably how most of our ancestors ate it. It was really only wet if you just had hunted the deer or whatever you were hunting, but it was dried after that. And so it's to get a closer approximation of how meat really was aged before the advent of industrial production and commercialization. To me, that's the goal of dry aging. And ultimately, it's the goal of having a more concentrated amino acid meat. It's having more protein. It's having less water. It's having concentrated beef. The first thing that comes to mind when I eat prosciutto, it's holy shit, this is concentrated pork. It really tastes like if you were to bite in the pork and it's still alive. You have all of the subtleties of the fat being concentrated, the big taste of the meat and the salt. It's all concentrated pork flavor. And so that's the way I see dry aging. Blanket says, how do you cook these steaks? JF seems most enjoy their steak medium rare. Well, a dry aged steak, you cook it like you would cook another steak, but you just want to be careful in not overcooking because it's a fine piece of meat already. It doesn't need much cooking. There's already much of the fibers have been processed by the decomposition and the farming of molds around it. All of this works the meat, and just time works the meat, and the enzymes in the meat works it. So you don't need much cooking. You can just cook it like a regular steak, but be careful and don't overcook. White Pill says, I'm too much of a pussy for dry aged. I had a dry aged steak at a very famous steakhouse, and it was gross, to be honest. Really? Personally, I think there's very little things that can replace this. Some of those dry aged Wagyu go for thousands of dollars. Oh, yeah. Ariel Soares says, prosciutto is pronounced as prosciutto. Not to be pedantic, but I was a bit confused by your way of pronouncing that word. Well, I believe that the Italian pronunciation is prosciutto. But I think the American pronunciation is prosciutto. John Drake says, overcooking any steak is a crime. Absolutely. Deception says, kick white pill. Oh, you can't handle dry-edge steak? You cannot watch my show. Sorry. A surreal text in The Guardian. I mean, it's... this girl is writing shit in The Guardian, and she's now at the heart of many memes. It's always this girl, you know. And every time I see her titles, I have to go check at The Guardian because sometimes it's like, oh, it could be a meme. After his executive order on sex, is Trump legally the first female president? This is an example of intentionally, it's autism stolen valor, okay? Because the autistic person can be so stubborn that sometimes you read something and you read it in the wrong sense. Like you don't capture some subtlety, and then your brain goes into the wrong interpretation. Now, artist will have this on an accidental basis. And generally, artists are very capable of understanding the sense of a text. Now, this is the Richard Dawkins type of autism, where you know how Richard Dawkins, he reads the Bible and he wants to find it wrong on something. So he exaggerates his taking to the text more than anyone would, more than a regular human would read with some sort of comprehension, some sort of, you know, a kind of margin of error that you let to the text, where you say, all right, maybe it's not exactly written in the exact way, but could I allow something like this to be true? But Richard Dawkins, when he reads a biblical text, he wants to find it an error. And this is the exact same thing. It's intentional autism. It's, oh, I'm going to read the Donald Trump's order and I'm going to conclude that he's a woman. And in this whole, the most hilarious thing with these things is that the leftists love calling men women. They love saying, oh, well, oh, so you're saying you're a woman, or you're saying you're feminized. They think it's fun. And they're the ones who claim that women and men are equal on all measures. But they're also the one who use the feminization of men, the emasculation of men, as a kind of attack. H.H. Whitepill says, Jeff, you are 40 years old, single American, and wish to retire. 300K house paid off, 50K truck paid off, 1.3 million windfall in a savings account. Where do you invest the 1.3 million? How much do you live on per year? Holy shit, well, you're doing great. Listen, you don't need, you certainly can retire. You don't need to work with what you got there. Personally, what I would do, I would wait for the coming bear market on Bitcoin. It's probably not going to be a very intense bear market. It's probably not going to fall to 20K, 30K, 40K. Forget about this. But I would wait for Bitcoin to be around 60K, and I would put $1.3 million in a multi-sig Bitcoin wallet. Because let me tell you, nothing will grow as much as Bitcoin in the next 50 years. And let me tell you, you're well off, you're doing great, but your children are going to be basically entering adult life as billionaires, basically, if you do this. Or if you don't have children, you're going to be super rich in 50 years from now, or whatever you've assigned this these Bitcoins to. So, personally, you know, I know that people want diversity, but diversity toward the low is bad. Like, okay, you want to diversify your investment. So you're going to invest in all sorts of things that will dilute itself, that will be outperformed by Bitcoin? No. You take 1.3 million, you divide it in 100K stratas, and you put them in individual keyed wallets. You start a multi-sig with Spectre and two ledgers, or one ledger and one Trezor, and you ensure that you have the ability to deposit. You start with a little 1,000. You ensure that you have the ability to deposit in that multi-sig. You ensure that you're able to send with that multi-sig. You encrypt your seed words with a cipher on metal plates, so that it's encoded in a way that someone gets the metal plate, they can't steal your Bitcoin. You just, and by the way, search on Odyssey, Surviving with Bitcoins, JFG Tonight, because JFGT, you're going to find my video where I explain all of it. $1.3 million invested at 60K, or maybe someone says it's going to be an 80K bottom. Sure, go for 80K. I think I think 80k is a safe bottom. I think it's going to bottom a little lower than this, but sure. You don't want to miss it. That's the point. You don't want to miss. Your next chance to buy Bitcoins will be within the next 2 years. You wanna set yourself for the next 2 years. All you do is look at the market and feel it and try to enter at what you think is a minimum, but be sure to enter because it's going to go back up. $1.3 million invested at 60K in Bitcoins. Let's do 1.3 million times 60. Let's say times 60K. 1.3 million divided by 60K will give you 21.6 Bitcoin. Now, 21.6 Bitcoin. I'm pretty sure that within the next 10 years, Bitcoin will reach $1 million price. So 21.6 Bitcoin, 21.6 times $1 million, you're gonna have $21 million, $21 million within the next 10 years. There's not an investment out there that you could find effectively and that you could pour everything in, that you would be sure that that's the case. I'm absolutely certain that your $1.3 million will be worth $21 million within the next 10 years. Frog Eyes says, talk to the guys in hashtag finance channel in the JFG Discord. They can give decent non-Bitcoin advice too. Yeah, you can go see on our Discord. We have people. If you're serious about investing into Bitcoin in the next 2 years, go into that channel because they will discuss the price variation on the everyday basis. They will also compare with stock options and stuff, and they know more about stocks. So join our Discord, definitely. Go to the finance section. But personally, there's nothing more sure. Because who knows? I mean, we could be in a situation where some heavy government invasion happens onto stocks and onto all sorts of things. To me, the only thing that will remain after communism and after, you know, Biden is gone for now and it feels good, but something like Biden and something worse will come. The communists have taken over California already and they're burning it. And eventually they're going to burn your stocks too. And eventually we're going to get economic crises. We're going to get so much crap that will destroy the usual financial system. But one thing will survive and it will be Bitcoin. And it will even thrive in this new environment. So my big tips to you is, if you want to leave it on the side and not think about it, fully invest in Bitcoin, put it in multi-sig wallets, encrypted, ciphered metal plates. Go check out my video for this. And if you want to do trades, and you want to catch the peak of the bull run and the bottom, then it's more practical to have it in the form of WBTC, wrapped BTC, on the Ethereum blockchain. But if you don't know what you're doing, don't. Just do the Bitcoin multisig, huddle it forever, stop thinking about it, and just make sure that you follow my tips in terms of having a confident person that you can be confident if you ever die, that they have your ciphered metal plates or they have knowledge of how to get to them in a way that can sustain your Bitcoin after your death. That is what you should think about. He says, amazing, thank you. Rodila says, yeah, I wouldn't put everything in BTC. You could also buy income, real estate, and have a steady income regardless of the market, and also put some in the market with blue chip stocks and mutual funds. See, Rodila said, you're not black-pilled enough. You don't understand what's coming. What's coming is people are going to lose their house and people are going to lose their investments in real estate because there's a bunch of fucking communists who are making it impossible to sustain real estate. They will charge you $1,000 tax every month. You're gonna be ending up where real estate, you have to rent it basically from the state. They will make it unviable. These people are paid to get on these little committees of local management of your little condominium or your little town or your big city. These people are paid to fuck your life up. And they're gonna make it impossible for you to live in a house you already own. They're going to do the same with the stock market. They're going to do the same with everything. The communists are coming. And you better be prepared. And the thing that the communists have difficulty dealing with is virtual assets. And that is why I highly recommend, personally, don't buy supplementary houses. It's trouble. You don't know the markets. It will go down at some point. We're in bubbles. The bubbles are going to be popped. And anyways, everything is going to shit. They're going to make it impossible for you to get insurance, and then they're going to burn your fucking neighborhood. That's what they did in California. Can you believe this? So no, this guy has no interest in getting a supplementary house. He already has his house where he's living. That's good. That's all you need. You got your pickup truck, your house, poof. You don't need more. Then you need to protect your wealth. And you protect your wealth by taking it out of the real world where the communists are about to crack down and putting it in the world where they can't. Believe me, there's not a... The government just signed an executive order on Bitcoin. There's not a point in the future where Bitcoin becomes illegal. There's not a point in the future where Bitcoin becomes crackable. So where's the safest place to put your wealth? And Bitcoin is finite. As this world keeps printing money and goes infinity, the only place where your money is safe is Bitcoin. Make a mail move, you know. Don't make one of these, oh, I'm going to put $1,000 here and $1,000. No, you got $1.3 million. Holy shit, man. Respect. Put it all in Bitcoin. And your descendants are going to be like, holy shit, this guy was something. This guy knew. Rodilla says, but some executive order or world event could tank Bitcoin too. Bitcoin could become worthless, just like investing in oil. If one day unlimited energy became real and lossless battery would make oil worthless. You think we're headed anywhere close to lossless battery? Are you fucking kidding me, bro? We're getting in shit. We're getting to the point where the future is less bright than the past. Haven't you looked around? We're not getting to a point of infinite energy. We're getting in absolute shit. And anyways, even if there's infinite energy, there's always going to be control. Questions of control and questions of allocation of assets. And Bitcoin will still solve this problem. It may be between big players. Bitcoin may become an oligopoly of sort. But wouldn't you want to be in the oligopoly of the future? By putting $1.3 million now in Bitcoin, you will. You will. Master Slave says, I love this retarded idea that Bitcoin is some sort of magic commodity that can't be effectively destroyed by the state. Well, the state at this point has skin in the game. And so it's going to be very hard. Any state going, even Putin said, see, they can't beat Bitcoin. Because the state has Bitcoins. And at this point under Trump, the state will probably acquire even more Bitcoin. And anyways, the markets have been legitimized. And now we have billionaires. American billionaires have Bitcoin. You're not, this is not going to get cracked down on anytime soon. and there's just way too much skin in the game by important players, you will gain from their protection. You know, Elon Musk cannot protect you, or Michael Saylor cannot protect you if your local jurisdiction goes after you for a tax bill of $1,000 a month that they decided that was now the cost of your trash service. Oh, and you haven't paid it for 10 years, now we're taking your house. Michael Saylor can't do anything for you. But by putting your money in Bitcoin, you inherit from all of the protection of all of the lobbyists that Michael Saylor can ever buy to protect himself. Now he's buying them for you too. Blanket says, Jeff, do you think you will make a gaming stream? I could make a gaming stream. I could definitely do this soon. Maybe next Saturday, because the Saturdays tend to be quite sleepy. But I was about to read this article. The confusing and vague executive order underscores how complex sex is and why it's hard to reduce it into a neat binary. After his executive order on sex, is Trump legally the first female president? Look, I'll spare you the crap. But this is always what they do. They want to blur the concepts. And instead of reading the actual executive order for what it clearly says, they're like, oh, well, what about? What about hair? What about glands? What about hormones? It's so complex. Sex is so complex. What the order says is, at the moment of conception, you have a sex, and this sex is determined by if you belong to the sex that generally produces the big gamete, you are a female. And if you belong to the sex that produces the small gamete, you are the male. Okay, that's a viable definition. Personally, the size of gamete, I'm even more extreme, and I have my own way of phrasing it, which is not around the size of gamete, but okay, that works. Good enough to be clear in humans. Now, this girl at The Guardian is trying to say, well, at the moment of conception, you are undifferentiated. You are phenotypically female. But on which basis does she say this? All of the secondary sexual characteristics that don't matter. You don't have armpit hair when you're a baby, so you're phenotypically female. You don't have a beard when you're a baby, so you're phenotypically female. So was Trump female at conception? Ha ha ha! And it's like, no, because Trump, you could have taken one of his cells. You could have seen that he is XY and that therefore he belongs to the part of humanity that will produce the small gamete, exactly as explained in the executive order. An absolute bullshit article. Master Slave says, I was there in the Bitcoin beginning. The Bitcoin Freenode channel, which was pumping BTC, was full of users with Israeli IP addresses. These people are giving me a fucking headache. You're not a Bitcoin OJ. If you were a Bitcoin OJ, you wouldn't be here talking against Bitcoin, one. Second, you could support your super chat by giving me $1 million super chat. You wouldn't be in the regular chat. If you were a Bitcoin OJ, you'd be like, hey, Jeff, here's 10 BTC. Oh, yeah, by the way, Bitcoin is controlled by the Jews. Now I would believe you. But no, you are a Bitcoinless fucking loser of the regular chat. You send me no money. And that's because you weren't a Bitcoin OG. You weren't there when they invented Bitcoin. You didn't see the fucking Israeli IP addresses. You are just buying into a modern talking point pushed by Owen fucking Benjamin out of anyone. And you just stick to what he says, and it's sticked in your head, and you're trying to push it here. He says, I never bought into it, but I was there watching. Oh, yeah. The justiciaire just supervising everything. He says, I got a wallet with proof. Do you have a blockchain inscribed proof? I will take this. Nothing else. Ty Rogerson says, dude, you lost out at a great moment in history, and your cope is that you saw Israelis there, so you made a good call. Yeah, it's like, who cares if 99% of the early Bitcoin people were Israelis? It's not true. But if that was the case, yeah, just pump the wealth out of the Israelis. Why didn't you buy one Bitcoin from these Israelis at $10? And sell it back at 100K today. Just fuck these Israelis up. Just fuck up their plans. Go ahead. You're like, you knew. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff had to dust open the book. The effective inertial mass due to classical radiative reaction is in Jackson E&M 3rd edition. Full derivation in chapter 16.2, ending in equation 16.34. Don't know if Mike addressed it, but the way you described it seems to be a quantum treatment of this classical effect. Okay, I will take a note of this right here. And I will go check if I can find this book. You seem to have a hard version of the book. I will try to... Jackson book. I will try to see if there's a virtual version I can get, and I'll try to find this and see if it's relevant. Master Slave says, didn't have to speculate on JuCoin to make it. I bet I'm the wealthiest person here. Okay, bro. Okay. I don't think so. We have some very wealthy person in this chat. True Anon says, Jeremiah the Bull Evans pleads guilty yesterday to charges of money laundering and securities fraud. We have no idea what this guy made securities fraud about. I have no idea who this guy is. But holy shit, people were noting the boots and jeans. What an unfortunate set of choices here. What the fuck is this? You want to wear such sexy jeans that wrap your legs so close, but then you can't, they are so tight you can't put them above your cowboy boots. Wow. It was time for this guy to be put in jail so he can think a little bit about his fashion choices. Here we have a federal worker that was ordered back to work in person.
Well, it happened. What a way to end the week. 5 o'clock on a Friday. Got our notice. Effective March 10th, we're back in the office 5 days a week. No telework.
We just want to see it physically, how useless you are to society. We want you to be in an office doing the nothing that you normally do remotely, because we want a physical illustration of just how useless you are and how ultimately you are the recipient of social welfare at the federal level. You just fit the standards of hiring of whatever department you're in, and they decided to give you social welfare in the form of an every week salary for doing absolutely nothing of use to society. Toby says, yo, Jeff, are you buying the Galaxy S25 Ultra, or which phone brand do you prefer? No, I always live at the bottom of the cell phone industry. So... in the recent years, and I just bought this new cell phone It has a plastic cover that I've added separately. So over the next over the last few years, I've had an A10, so the least costly Android that was possible then. Then I had an A20. Again, the least costly option that was available then. And now I have what? An A35. Again, the least costly option that was available within the context of what I was, what I needed to buy. So I always go for the low-grade Android option. I've never had an S because these S, they cost $300, $400 more than the A. The A is the basic cell phone experience. I'm super happy with the A35, let me tell you. Extremely good speaker. You know, much better flow when you browse through it, you can see that there's better CPU and it has 128 gigs, more than I would ever need. I always take the one on sale. This one was on sale at Walmart with $200 price off the tag. So it brought it down to $300 and no contract, no obligation. I love the A. The S, it's always overblown. They always give you a better camera or whatever, but I don't care about getting this. Toby says, Samsung it is. Samsung makes the best phone for sure. Yes, I believe that's a Samsung, right? The A35 is a Samsung, I believe. Rodilacid says, I've had Galaxy S4 until this Christmas this year. Couldn't even update Android anymore, but it still worked. That's awesome. An old S series. That is awesome. Let's keep listening to this parasite of humanity.
That's the most fucked up thing, is not only did you issue this executive order, Cheeto, but the executive order trumps, pun intended, and rescinds any previously agreed upon telework agreements. So before, I was able to telework once a week when I was in the office every day. Now, none of mores. I am so upset. I am so mad. And honestly, I also feel for the parents. They're going to need to figure out childcare. They're going to have to commute. So many people don't live in DC and have to drive.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't have a job and be a mother. Fuck these women. It's like you are being basically a mother paid for by the state. Now, I'm all for helping people have babies. But the most unjust way you can possibly do this is by hiring a couple of female parents. You know, if you really want to help families, help them equally. But to choose someone and say, oh, you fit the criteria of our human resource selector. And of course, Papa Jeff never gets employed at those state jobs. So you end up favoring the production of very unproductive uteruses that make one or two babies, and these one or two babies are not even at replacement rate, and on top of it you have to pay $100,000 a year for this, and then they complain when they have to go to work physically. At this point, what you want to be is a mother, and what you need is a husband, and you don't need the state to pay you $100,000 to do this. Deceptionoid says, oh no, living like all the others forced to work because of the world you created. Absolutely. Deceptionoid says, Motorola Moto G, Power G5, $299 or less at Costco. Yeah, but I'm never going Motorola. I don't know why. I associate Motorola with flip phones of another era. And it will never enter my mind that they are now running whatever Android or whatever they run. I will never buy a Motorola because to me, Motorola is like you flip and then you are in this little OS that they, this weird OS that they made for themselves. I know they were an early player in cell phones, if anything. Yes, a Motorola Razr mentioned by Saturn Shines. Yes, I remember the Razr. Speaker's Corner says, JF, have you ever had an iPhone? I didn't have an iPhone at any point in my life, I think. I had an iPod Touch, and now recently I bought an iPad Mini. It's a good screen to play movies. I use it as my movie screen TV. but I'm not the kind of guy to buy an iPhone. And I actually wanted to buy an iPhone when I was on the run from the state, because it's apparently the only way you can get good voice on X when you do Twitter Spaces. But then I bought the iPad Touch. The iPad Mini, thinking it's gonna give me the same voice because somehow Elon Musk's X does not process audio properly when it comes from an Android. But then I learned, trying to log in on my iPad Mini, that X does not allow spaces to be run from an iPad. It only does iPhone. Now, there is no way you can buy an iPhone in Canada, in Walmart, and in all these official places. You cannot buy an iPhone for cash. You have to subscribe to a contract. And it's like, no, Papa JF subscribes to no contract. I want to pay cash. How much cash do I have to give you for you to give me that box? And you have the Muslim, Indian, Best Buy employee. No, sir. No, sir. Sorry, sir. You need to buy a contract. And it's like, well, I'm not buying this iPhone. Then I will never buy a phone that comes with a contract. Never. I'm just against it. The principle of it is extortionist. There should be an amount of cash that I can compensate the company with. Just tell me what are your costs. I'm listening. Like, I'm talking to the Best Buy guy, and I'm like, I'm an open man. Just come on my shoulder, cry, tell me how much I have to pay, because it's gonna be super hard for you to make it pass. Just explain to me the suffering that companies go through when they're not tied by contracts. I will pay. But no, there's no way to get an iPhone in Canada that way. Maybe if you go on eBay or whatever, but there's no way to get a new boxed iPhone from a trusted provider like Walmart or whatever. They don't. It needs to come with a contract. And so when you go, A35, Google, Android type of stuff, now that Samsung, that you can buy without a contract. Speaker's Corner says, yeah, Android is prehistoric and stupid when I have to use other people's phone. I don't know what that means. This is basically a walking computer. I mean, there's nothing that I can't do with my Android. I don't know what you mean by prehistoric. It's working perfect for me. It can do torrent, it can do VLC reading of any movie format, it can do... I don't know what it is that you expect from a phone that Android doesn't do. To me, it's totally... It does everything. David Smith says, I think I'm going to stop buying smartphones and go back to something basic like a pager to avoid them spying on me. Well, that was one of the reasons. One of the way you can escape, actually, state surveillance is by changing phone relatively often. Because at this point, my old phone, I was receiving calls from my old provincial government that I ran away from. There was also a moment in my interaction with the Quebec police that was very weird. They were like, what's your phone number, Mr. Gariepi? And I gave them my phone number, and they were arresting me in a kind of illegal way. Like, I knew that I was there voluntarily. They stopped my car at some point on the border of the street. And I was like, you have no reason to stop my car. So therefore, This is a voluntary interview. Okay. I could run. I won't, but I could. And they were like, what's your phone number? And they called the phone, and the phone starts ringing beside me. And then the police guy was like, answer. And I was like, okay, I don't have to answer, but I guess I can answer. I have not much to hide. So I answer, and he's like, now speak in the phone. And I'm like, hello, this is me. So I don't know what they did then, but they were trying to get a marker on my phone that they could eventually grab for perhaps extra surveillance in the future. So that's one of the reasons I didn't keep my old phone from there. As soon as I got back to my new place, I changed my phone, started with a completely new phone from scratch. Longman says they wanted a voice print. Well, a voice print, really? But it's like, I'm there. You want my voice on the record? Okay, but I'm not... I don't know what you will do with my voice. You know, my voice is out there every day, literally, my voice is on the internet every day. I think that what they wanted was a ping to a phone that they could eventually make a warrant on, like, to trace me, to locate me. I guess that's what they were thinking. But it's like, okay, I'm changing phone. So now I got a new phone at a very good company, man. There are some very good companies and that charge lower than all other companies, and they don't hold you to any contract. That's beautiful. Rodi Lassid says there are thousands of hours of videos for a voice print. Yeah, exactly. Like, you could generate an AI JF probably better than any other human beings. Because I may be the human being that is the most recorded in the history of humanity. Who else? Who else streams 5-6 days a week, hours of content on the internet since 2015? No one. There's no one comparable. Even a radio host of the classical days of radio, they would have big vacations. They would have longer vacations than me. They wouldn't speak for a whole hour. They would have colleagues come in. They would have music come in. I may be the most recorded adult in the world. Deceptionoid says, do you think they come hard on you because of the JQ? Well, of course. Of course, the state is after me because, well, the state hires these pissed off lesbians as social workers. And then they want to avenge whatever fucked up things they've been living. They have this conception of man must be pursued. And so they hate men. They hate free thought. And on top of it, they perceive me as an enemy of leftism and Marxism and communism. And on top of it, they have all these smears that are put by my political enemies onto the public space. So it feeds their desire to make a man suffer. So that's why they attack my family. Barry Weiss is seething that Trump has not obliterated Iran just 3 days into his presidency. Last year, Trump promised that he would blow Iran to smithereens if it ever harmed an American presidential candidate. But pulling security away from Mike Pompeo and other former American officials who need it, the president leaves America weaker and Tehran emboldened. Trump calls this whole agenda America first. This move is just the opposite. Man, these bloodthirsty Jewish public speakers. Holy shit. She can't help but be disappointed. Oh, the war is not happening. Yeah, well, give us a chance. Give peace a chance. Give peace a chance. And Master Slave says, what do they want from you, family? Who are you referring to? Well, if you want the whole story of my run from the state, go watch the go watch my video called We're So Back that I did, what, 3 weeks, a month ago? I don't exactly remember. But go check the video when I return to the internet, and you'll get me telling you the whole story. If you want the detailed super story, subscribe to my X and go in the subs tab. I have a whole live stream exclusive to X subscribers in there that you will be able to get the full story. But yeah, basically I have fled massive attacks onto me and my family by corrupt eastern provinces of Canada. So I'm now in a place where I am politically protected and where due process exists, thankfully. John Bolton can't help.
Hey, this.
You see these warmongers, it's so good to be. This is where it feels good to be under Trump. Despite all my criticism and my lack of satisfaction, ultimately, it's very good to be under Trump, where these warmongers have been basically fired from the government. John Bolton lost his security clearance, and there he is. He's stuck to go into the media to try to call for war. This guy was calling for war from inside the government forever. And now he's stuck to go convince the public rather than play your little games behind the veil, tell your little lies to the government directly. Now you have to make a case for yourself on the public space.
So we've had not only Sebastian Gorka, an official in the new Trump administration, but we've had Soleimani's daughter on. So we stand very much in the middle of this debate. We have no confirmation about the assassination attempts on yourself. I've got to ask you a strange question, it might seem. What if you were advising Pezeshkian, the president of Iran, as to what to do? They didn't retaliate to Israel, as they had said. They've lost their ally in Assad in Damascus. Would you preemptively attack Israel, as had been promised, or wait it out for a quixotic president that you've so eloquently written about in your memoir as his longest-serving national security advisor?
Well, I think if Iran did attack Israel again, a third time with ballistic missiles, they might or might not be able to accomplish much damage. But we do know that the Israeli attack on Iran's ballistic missile production facilities has essentially crippled them. Their capacity to replace their arsenal is almost down to zero. So whatever they fire on this next round, if they initiate an attack, if Iran initiates an attack, that's all there is. And when Israel responds, there won't be much left of Iran's military. I think you can guarantee that. And I think America...
Sorry to interrupt. You know they denied...
So there he is having to make a case for the war outside the government. That's good. That's one of the good things we can... live under a Trump that is mostly headed for peace, it looks like. And it's good that these warmongers are showing frustration. That tells me maybe Trump swindled them to an extent. Maybe Trump made them believe that they would get their war, but he's not going to deliver it. Hopefully that is the case. That was my best hypothesis. When I said that I was not siding with Trump so much and that I was very hesitant, still my best, most positive hypothesis was Trump is just playing a game of negotiation with the Jews, but he's not going to give them what they want at the end. That would be a beautiful Trump presidency. Kamala supporter arrested for violent social media post against Trump. This guy was arrested because he said America needs one good bullet to be saved. Okay, I'm not for the persecution of public speech, but at the same time, the Democrats have been cracking down on us. So when we get into power, it's good that we crack down on them too. Nicolas Fuentes is calling out Bank of America. Bank of America recently said that they were not censoring people for political views, but you guys have censored Nick Fuentes. You guys have closed the personal checking savings account of Nick Fuentes back in 2022. So yeah, that was my impression, that there was a long history of Bank of America making political decisions on bank accounts. Pro-life grandma Joan Bell released from prison after Trump's pardon. Look at this. The Democrats were imprisoning grandmas. Praying grandmas for praying. Holy shit, I can't believe we lived under such a nightmare. It's unbelievable that it had to reach that point, and we needed a Trump to undo it. MicroStrategy has announced the redeeming of $1.05 billion of 2027 convertible notes and settled all conversion requests in shares. So I believe that's one of the first redeeming, at least it's the first I've heard of. so this is these convertible notes that are coming to they're coming to a deadline. That those are the deadlines of 2027. So this is the whole strategy of Michael Saylor of we're giving these notes to gather money quick. We're buying Bitcoin with this money. And then we give guarantees to the people who have notes that they will get their money back plus some interest or whatever. And it's interesting because these notes, MicroStrategy has kept for itself a right to determine whether they would be reimbursed in cash or in MicroStrategy stock value. So I have to say I'm not knowledgeable enough in the details of the economics of it to exactly know what's going on here. Is it a sign that Michael Saylor is confident in the price of Bitcoin? Is it a sign that he wants to reduce his obligations toward these loans that he has? Is it a sign that he has a strong belief in the MicroStrategy stock as being overpriced at the moment or underpriced at the moment? I don't know, because I don't think of the world in convertible senior notes. I don't know what these economic games are. But certainly it's an important event. And what it looks like, certainly, is MicroStrategy is super confident in its strategy in general, and it wants to go ahead of time in terms of reimbursing its debt. That's what it looks like. So that means that they are super happy with the Bitcoin they were able to buy, and they are thriving because Bitcoin is above the price at which they bought it. So Bitcoin, the average Bitcoin bought by MicroStrategy has been at around 60K. And Bitcoin is currently at 104K. So they almost 2x'd on something that they are paying peanuts in interest rate for this money. So it looks like things are going extremely well for MicroStrategy. And perhaps they want to repeat the cycle. Perhaps they want to do more of this. What else do we have before we close the show? Oh, yeah, that was brutal. Trump just speaking straight to the face of this Karen Bass, mayor of Los Angeles, and basically telling her that she's doing a shit job. That was something.
Bringing our city departments together so that people don't get caught in the loop of going from one room to the next. We want them all to be in the same room so that you can get busy rebuilding ASAP. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And we will clear the lots. Absolutely. In the city and in the county. We are working together. Both levels of government are working in unity.
Months? Is it like we that's the answer that we got, and that's where we're all hanging on.
Yes.
So if you're telling us now faster, is it 6 months? Is it, I mean, all of our lives, rents, all this stuff is weighing on this.
6 months is no good.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to be back.
You should let them do it because
no, the they go homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't
cost
a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be on that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to wait around for 7 months till the city hires some demolition contract that's going
to
charge him $25,000 to do his lot.
Yeah.
I think you have to, you have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I looked. I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and
yes,
you can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes. And if individuals want to clear out their property, they can.
Now, there seems to be disagreement. There seems to be... She's saying they can, if you can clean out your property, but Trump is saying... Well, there are limits that you've imposed that are keeping people from doing this. So are there limits to contractors? Did she order that no contractor can be employed by the people to clean out their homes? I don't know.
Well, yes, but you know that you will be able to go back soon.
Ah, so there are barricades that make it so that people can't go back to certain places. So imagine your property needs to be cleaned. It's just been caught on fire. And you can't even go back to it to clean up and try to recover from the damages.
Mr. President.
We think within a week.
That's a long time, a week. I'll be honest. To me, everyone's standing in front of their house. They want to go to work, and they're not allowed to do it.
And the most important thing is
a long
people
time.
To be safe.
They're safe. They're safe. You know what? They're not safe.
Yeah, it's you can't keep people off their property because you think they're not safe. It's a property. You should be capable of being unsafe onto your property if you want. You shouldn't have a communist, literally, because people are now exposing Karen Bass that she has a past as a communist. That's how she built her whole ascension toward mayor of Los Angeles. She has been a long time communist, and now she's telling people you can. We're gonna have to wait a week before you can go to your own property. Well, that's not a property. Random Guy says they have been experimenting with use of ultrasound as a form of sterilization on monkeys and dogs, and it has been successful. Yeah, ultrasound can be damaging to tissues. Which is why, you know, it's kind of weird that they do systematic ultrasound of babies, you know, when females are pregnant, human females are pregnant. It is believed that the ultrasound is small enough not to cause damage. But, you know, if you think it's fine... Sometimes, like, one out of a million baby, maybe it's not fine. Maybe that baby it's fine. Maybe that baby it's not fine. So it's very hard to really say something is fully safe. And it's weird that we do know that there's some level of ultrasound that you can use that will totally damage a baby. So absolutely, we have to be careful with ultrasound. And yes, Trump has halted Ukraine aid. That could be our last news item. As State Departments totally went nuclear on foreign assistance. So that is good news. The Trump presidency is starting pretty good, I have to say. Although I would want to be a critique and all, you have to be respectful of the fact that they are going the quickest we've ever seen any presidency. I've never seen a change of the American mentality so quick. Now we don't give money to Ukraine anymore. That is absolutely beautiful. They have halted spending on almost all foreign aid grants for 90 days. Beautiful. So when you don't create bad incentives out there, nature comes back. And the natural state should be for Zelensky to be invested in actually wanting peace. Because war is unsustainable and war is a massive waste of everyone's time, effort, and money. So the normal state should be that everyone should want peace, but because you throw money at the wrong places, you create a situation where some people really, really want war. That's an unnatural state for humanity. Jan says, sends $25. Thank you so much. He says, I know one smart but not genius Jew well. He is obsessed with his historical record to the point of getting a documentary about himself, grossly exaggerating his importance in certain companies and events. Makes you think about how much the entire historical record is manufactured. Oh yeah, man, it's amazing. And one place where I'm super worried about this behavior is Jews did this to science, really. You know, Jews have elevated Einstein probably more than he should have been elevated. And they've done it with so many critical Jewish figures. And yes, Elon is also that way. Elon wants to be in all those projects, and one of the things he insists on in private a lot is to be recognized as the guy who did it. That's one thing I've heard from people working close with him. So that is a big problem, this desire for credit, because it totally messes the image of science. I know that there are authors who specialize in this question, into how, you know, Einstein could have been viewed through a lens that he recycled a lot of things. I know there's an Italian physicist that had come up with something like MC squared before. And I know that there is the Lorentz equations that are very... is it Lorentz or is it... I think it's Lorentz. Anyways, there was a physicist that had talked about bent space-time curves before. And so, yeah, I believe that the Jews, when they took over America, in this whole move from Germany to America, they have brought with them a form of amplification of themselves that is narcissistic and that is unfair to the actual developments of science. And that's very dangerous in the domain of academia, because you end up having a false historical understanding. And in many ways, I think that if things develop the way I think they might, like if you have a Mike McCullough with his quantized view of inertia and mass and gravity, it's very possible that the future of physics is away from Einstein. Very possible. It's very possible that the only truth about the universe is quantum. Now, this is something that Eric Weinstein hates, because Eric Weinstein wants this Einstein geometric understanding of the universe. But it might just not be correct. It might just be a very good approximation that is needed at times, that was needed for us to move on. But eventually, the future of physics may all be quantized. And it may be more true. And it may eliminate issues like dark matter and all sorts of things. If that is the case, the Einstein propping up would have been effectively an error. And yes, it's an error that was done by a form of Jewish stardom, a form of narcissistic elevation, a form of ethnocentric acquisition of more power than they truly deserve. The Selfless says, my most disgust for this is held to Schrodinger, serial sex offender being moved from university to university, famous for an unprovable theory. I don't know about this guy. I would have to check it out. I don't know. Alt-White says, any physicist worth a damn figures out Einstein's theories are garbage as soon as you read them. Okay, well, I'm not knowledgeable enough. Master Slave says, Jeff, go back to your old intro. The new intro isn't as cozy. No. And anyways, what you call the new intro is the old intro. And what you call the old intro is actually a new intro. Alt-White says, Jeff is absolutely correct. Einstein was beatified only because he was a German Jew fleeing the Nazis. Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about an imprint on physics that basically dampened our physics development for maybe 60 years, maybe 80 years. We're barely coming out of it. We're barely coming out of the dogma of relativity. And we're barely able to hear people like Mike McCullough who come up with something else. Something that in all appearance is better. So it's like, wow. Did we have to pay 60 years of scientific advances in a field just to ignore someone for political reasons? And are we going to just do this again? Because it feels like we're about to do this in biology too. Alt-White says, absolutely, worship of Einstein has crippled modern physics. Thank you for the support. H.H. Whitepill says, how deep does anti-Semitism data harvesting go, JF? Does the FBI know of every anti-Semite in the comment section? Are they just waiting for the right time to pounce on everyone? Well, certainly what we know from basically the Edward Snowden stuff is that the government accumulates every sort of interaction they can. I wouldn't be surprised that it goes down to every single account on Odyssey on YouTube. But they have to do so in a way that's secret. Because if they came out with regular findings from this that would guide their decision, they would eventually be sued and the illegality of their accumulation would be brought up. But basically under the Patriot Act and all these anti-terrorist laws, they can and do gather everything. And yes, there is much attention on white nationalism, anti-Semitism, because those were declared by the Democrats, i.e. also Jews. Those were declared as the priority threat to America. Remember under Biden? Under Trump, things may be a little different, but I don't think they will be massively different. The culture of these deep state surveillance systems remains the same. So yes, they know a lot, and they probably know if you interact, even if you think you're anonymously interacting, you're probably not anonymous to them. You're anonymous to the people on the chat that can't know your name, but you're not anonymous to them ever. Blanket says, Jeff, what should Orange Man do next week? He did many things just in 1 week. Well, I'd like to see a kind of ramping up on the deportations, because although we see deportations on video, we see good decisions by Trump on this, we still have a number that looks very close to the Joe Biden daily deportation numbers. So I'd like to see, because people were calculating, like, if you cook 10 cookies per baking sheet and every time you want to cook 10 cookies, you have to put them in the oven for 1 hour. How many cookies can you bake? You know, they came to the question of what if Trump was to maintain this rate over 4 years? And the answer is deportations would be pretty similar to those under Biden. So I'd like to know next week, how do we ramp this up to 10x? Landolt Guntram says, deportations underway, but needs to explode at least 10x!